I'm a fighter in the ring. I'm a lover in life. And you got to keep the balance, you know?
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour. You're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show and, of course, nothing but amazing guests. She went from being a synchronized swimmer to a boxer to now a WOW superhero and future WOW champion. Please welcome Crush. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. So let's get into a very important question. Being a boxer, how many punches do you think it will take to knock out the beast?
That's a great question. Actually, nobody's ever asked me that. Wow. It depends on who's punching her. For me, it might only take one. That's what I always say. It only takes one. If you hit him in the sweet spot, it doesn't matter how much muscle you've got on you. I don't believe she has a glass jaw, but I've never tested the theory. She's one of the people I want to wrestle still. I want to go up against the beast one day to prove my ultimate athleticism. But I do think she has a high pain tolerance. And so maybe it would take, if it wasn't me, it might take a lot more. She might go the distance. I don't even know. She is a whole different beast, if you will.
Yep. Very true. Very true. Now you talked about sweet spot because I am a pseudo fan of boxing media. Like I watched it here and there in different eras and stuff like that. So when you talk about a sweet spot, does everybody have the same sweet spot as far as getting knocked out, or like everybody's different?
For example, if you hit somebody hard enough in the temple, I mean, it's going to disconnect. If you can turn somebody's neck, there's also something in the back of your head, your neck, that will disconnect a nerve, so you'll black out. But no, it's, I mean, those are two of the sweet spots, turning somebody's head and the temple, really. But everybody has a different strength in their neck and jaw. And I don't have the world's squarest jaw. So people used to think like, oh, you probably don't have a chin on you, is what they call it, you know. I didn't have a chin on me. I have sparred mostly men and taken some really hard hits. And I've never been knocked out. So there's that.
There is that. And now, so for folks who are joining us, you went from boxing to wrestling, but kind of before we go into the wrestling part of it, do you still compete or in boxing, or is it more of just training and you're like full time into wrestling?
Yeah, with WOW, we train 5 days a week. So I don't have time to be in fight camp right now. So I'm not currently competing in boxing because I'm a professional in boxing. You need to take fight camp very seriously and be there for, you know, some weeks to months leading up to a fight. My focus right now is WOW. And like you said, future WOW world champion, that's my goal. And so in order to rise the ranks in wrestling, I have to take it just as serious. So in my mind, I'm in fight camp for WOW all the time. So I still train. I'm in the boxing gym. That's my sanctuary. But in order to be at the top of my game and rise the ranks on the boxing side, I wouldn't be able to do WOW. And this is my whole heart right now. So WOW all the way.
I like it. So what does a typical, so you just said you train 5 days a week. So what does a typical, I mean, day look like as far as training? You get up, what do you do? I mean, what does the day look like for a WOW superhero?
Yeah, well, it looks different for all of us. But generally, I believe that I'm one of the hardest workers on the roster. So I get up early, 6 a.m. I've always been an early riser, but my mom hated that when I was little, and she would hope I would grow out of it, and I never did. I would wake her up at 5 a.m. with my swimsuit on, ready to go down to the pool and train. but, yeah, so I get up around 6 a.m. usually. I have an English bulldog. That is my fur baby. So I have to take her outside. She's just as stubborn as I am. So I get a taste of my own medicine every day. but I take her out, go on a walk. And then it's different. But usually I'll go to the boxing gym. And so I'll box or run. I alternate. Then I'll do weight training, strength training, lifting. And then I'm in the WOW Training Center. So I do usually 2 to 3 workouts a day. I do take recovery on the weekend so I can come back stronger. And wrestling takes a lot of mental fortitude. So if I'm sleep deprived and overtrained, I won't be able to counterpunch, if you will, in the ring. So I have to be on my toes at all times. You never know who steps in front of you in the WOW wrestling ring and what's going to go down. So yeah, I train hard. I recover hard. I do everything hard in life. And except for my heart, I have a tender heart. And that's the only thing. I'm a fighter in the ring. I'm a lover in life. And you got to keep the balance, you know?
I like it. I like it. And now you talked a little bit about your mom and how I was looking over some interviews and stuff like that, how she's really impactful in your swimming career. Mm-hmm. Would you say like who she is as a person kind of ingrained on you as far as who you are as an athlete?
Yeah, I am my mom's mini me. And I mean, physically, we look very similar, different mm-hmm. body types. I have my grandma's body, which everybody kind of knows about her from she gave mm-hmm. me my first boxing gloves. And so I am very similar to her in my fire, in my like huge heart, though, too. And also in just like doing whatever it takes to get what I want. I am like a bulldog, like I said, and I will just keep going until I work hard enough to get where I want to be. And she instilled it in me at a young age. She was also an elite athlete. She was a downhill skier. So wow. She qualified for the women's national team. But at that time, women weren't supported. You know, a lot of things have changed since then. And I still think they need to keep going in that direction, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she could either support herself going to college or support herself going to the Olympics. And so she chose college because she wanted to raise a family. And so she kind of didn't get to do her Olympic dreams, which is something I also didn't get to do. I was going towards mm-hmm. the Olympics for synchronized swimming, but now I get to live out my dreams going forward in life in other sports, being able to reinvent myself because of the things that she sacrificed for me before, mm-hmm. because of the groundwork that she laid out for me. And she was a front runner. I love that we're talking about this now in Women's History Month. She was a front runner for like women's athletics in Minnesota, where I'm from. Mm. And so she helped get a lot of women's sports be passed as high school state sports so that we could compete at the same level as all the guys got to, you know? So she's a Title IX warrior. And wow. I love her for that. I'm so proud to be her daughter.
Oh my God, that gave me goosebumps. Being a former athlete myself, I ran track for Oregon Go Ducks. But you know, it's so crazy that at one point that wasn't even a thing. Like I had a full ride scholarship, all like that wasn't. Like that wasn't a thing. And right. I've been able to really change my life because of that. So, you know, shout out to your mom for that. Another thing we do have in common is you left home when you're 16. I left home when I was 17 to pursue. My story wasn't as clean cut as yours, but I made it to where I needed to go as far as sports wise. But, yeah. You know, leaving at such a young age and, you know, kind of for me, I'm assuming it for you as well, just because you've been so focused on sports. You don't realize like how you didn't know a lot back then, but you were able to survive like universe wise. But I also think, you know, leaving home at such a young age actually creates a certain type of fortitude that beyond athletics life wise. I'm putting my stuff onto you, but that's kind of what I want to talk to you about. Like how did leaving home? I know as far as Olympics, how it went. And your goal, and you know, you didn't quite get there, but how did leaving home at that young age shape you to who you are right now?
Yeah, I 1000% agree with like everything you said. So you're not putting your stuff on me. It's the same stuff. I feel like we're twins at this point.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I think leaving home at 16, like you said, you kind of skip over some life lessons and you got to learn them on your own. But I think that made me more resourceful because I couldn't mm-hmm. just, I mean, my mom was still supportive from long distance, but you can only do so much. And so I had to figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. if you want something, you got to figure it out. Do whatever it takes. And so it did make me more resourceful. It made me more resilient. And I like to say that, too. Like, if I'm able to leave my family at 16, and I'm very close to my family, so it was very hard to pursue my dreams, what length do you think I will stop at when I'm going for the WOW world title? There is nothing I won't do to get there, in a sense. You know, yeah. I always maintain my integrity. But as far as working to get there, putting whatever effort I have to into it, it doesn't scare me. I left home. I left my family. I left everything I love behind So I'm willing to sacrifice for my dreams, basically, is what it comes down to. So I'll do it time and time again.
Definitely agree. I feel the same sentiment. And now another thing we do have a common as well, grandmothers. My grandmother also passed away, and it's crazy how, you know, they're there and they say all these things. Again, I don't know if they're the same thing, but they say all these things, all these like little tidbits of advice here and there. And sometimes you get it. And then sometimes it's like after the fact, you're like, oh, like, thanks for that. It was kind of like they were implanting those gems. So, you know, we've heard the story as far as your grandmother giving you your first boxing gloves. But is there any type of, you know, tidbits of information or life lessons that your grandmother gave you that to this day, you know, just like works for you?
Yeah, my grandmother was like the type of woman who would sing at the top of her lungs in church, and she had a very deep voice. She would like play the organ. She was very soulful. And so even without her saying it, just from being around her, I learned that you should take up space. And I'm starting to get a little bit emotional. She just had the most beautiful energy, and so she was unapologetically herself. Take up space, be who you are, sing at the top of your lungs, be the loudest singer wherever you go, or whatever it is that your craft is, you know? Announce your arrival, take up space, like I said, and just be you to the fullest. And who cares what anybody else thinks, what they say? You know, it's something I've had to remind myself throughout my life, because of course we have moments of self-doubt and where we kind of forget who we are in a sense. And sometimes you need to remember that it doesn't matter how other people view you, it's how you view yourself. And if you can look yourself in the mirror and be happy and be confident in who you are, that's what matters. And so, you know, I feel like when I came to WOW, you know, there's some people on the roster who are like, oh, you're a boxer, but you won't be able to cut it in the wrestling ring type of thing. And so I did have to remember who I am and just be loud and proud about what I bring to the table and not worry about what they bring. And I think that's important for everybody in whatever industry you're in, is to be authentically and unapologetically yourself.
Totally agree. So let's get into the WOW and wrestling things. I feel like, again, I feel like I'm speaking for you, but just correct me if I'm wrong. But I, you know, once you're kind of athlete, especially when you kind of train, you know, from a certain age to like past teenager and all this other stuff, it's like you're always craving that kind of almost that dopamine from like, okay, well, I can't do this sport, but give me another sport. So, you know, how did, and I saw, you know, David mentioned it, but like, how did you make that transition from boxing to wrestling? Like, was it an advertisement? Was it something that somebody suggested? Did somebody know David? How did we get to this point?
I kind of happened upon wrestling. What I feel like in life is that if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you will naturally follow the path that's meant for you, but you just have to keep putting in the effort and moving forward. So for me, I put in the effort on whatever part of the path I'm on. So for me at that point, it was boxing. Unfortunately, so during COVID, my boxing gym shut down, and you know, as everything did. And then after COVID, I was going to have like a comeback fight, not a comeback in the sense that I've taken an L before, but a comeback as in post COVID, now it's time to rise the ranks. So I was going to box in Miami at a pretty big fight. And then I was feeling great. I was feeling good in fight camp, so conditioned, so strong. The next morning I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I thought I had COVID. It wasn't COVID. Some mystery virus that magically turns into pneumonia overnight. So, so I had pneumonia and I had to pull out of fight camp. I had to tell the commissioner I'm pulling out of the fight. And so I was, in a sense, like feeling off course, off my path. But then I was like, well, I was feeling some type of situational depression in a sense and just very like down on myself, which doesn't feel like me because like you said, I like a challenge, the next thing. So I needed to find that for myself so I could find myself again. And I just went online and I was looking at, you know, a casting and I saw a tryout for WOW. And immediately something in my entire like DNA was like, this is it. It was like having an epiphany type of moment. And I just felt so strongly, this is my calling, which is crazy because I did not grow up watching wrestling. I've had to cram all of my wrestling knowledge and everything in a short amount of time. I was too busy with my head in the water upside down, to do anything else but that. But I just felt like it was it. So I went to the tryout. It took everything I had to get there too. I left 3 hours early, LA traffic, but somebody robbed a bank in Hollywood on my way there. Like I had so many obstacles on the way, but it just shows you, like, I think sometimes things are a test, you know? Some people say, is it a sign or a test? I believe wholeheartedly that almost everything is just a test because it's what are you willing to overcome to get what you want? And I was willing to park my car there and sprint through Hollywood to get to the tryout, which I kind of had to do. So I got up to the tryout and I was like out of breath. And there was the banner of the beast. And I was like, I've arrived. This is where I belong. And I've felt welcomed into WOW ever since. It is a true sisterhood. So although it's a huge challenge and which I love, I'm a salmon that likes to swim upstream. And so I've learned a lot about myself in this sport and being a part of this roster too. So for me, it's a huge blessing and a lot of growth that's come out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, take me through, I guess, like that first practice, because I'm assuming, I mean, synchronized swimming, it's just you and water. And then you get into the boxing, you're avoiding getting hit. Now you're wrestling where it's like, well, you're avoiding getting hit, but you kind of still have to, all the other nuances. So like that first bump or that first practice, what was that like?
They threw it all at us and see what you're made of type of thing. You guys are all elite athletes. That's who's on the WOW roster, so let's just see what they can do. And I took that first bump and at first I was like, this feels so foreign because like you said, boxing, you avoid getting hit. If you are taken off of your feet in boxing, it's a problem. You're knocked down or knocked out. And I told you I've never been knocked out, but I've had to take a knee before. But you try to avoid that. Here, there's no avoiding it. Somebody's gonna take you off your feet. It is the essence of wrestling. And so for me, that was super foreign. I have a high pain tolerance though too, and I love when things feel like hard, like physically and mentally. I love impact. That's like why I got addicted to boxing, just like the impact of punching something. It's addicting. So I felt kind of similarly with wrestling. But when I did get suplexed, I was like, how did I get here? And it was my first suplex was intense. So that was a lot. But when I was driving home from that first training session, even though I was so hurt, I knew I was going to be so bruised the next day. I thought to myself, I can't wait to wake up to tomorrow so I can go back. I just couldn't wait to get back. And I thought, oh man, that's it. I'm in because I'm addicted. That's the type of stuff I get addicted to is those physical challenges. I say yes to every physical challenge pretty much. So I already knew, like, it's over. This is my new love. And as long as WOW will have me, I'm in all the way in,
Well, that's where we are. So at one point, you were in the title picture with Penelope Pink. That didn't go, I mean, as planned. And now here we are. There was a series, I think, like the last quarter last year, pretty much every week, it was kind of like you were the gatekeeper. Like any new person, they had, you were like the entrance, like get through me, and then you can enter. However, this was my problem. And I'm hoping one day I can interview David to talk about this, because it's like you obviously beat everybody. You're good at what you're doing, and you're racking up those wins, but you're not in the title picture. Do you think there's some shenanigans going on behind the scenes? That because it's like I almost feel like, because there's quite a few people who have some good records, right? Some people have been undefeated, stuff like that. And I feel like there should be some type of leaderboard so we can all keep track, because some stuff is just a little questionable. So, you know, you as a WoW superhero, how are you looking at it?
First of all, I know that David has my back. I don't feel slighted by him personally because he believed in me from the very beginning when I had basically no business getting in the ring because I mean, not in the ring once I was trained, but in a sense, like, okay, you're with WoW now. It's like, well, I've never wrestled before. So he believed in me from then. He gave me a title shot early on, which I probably wasn't ready for, but he just saw my hard work. And a lot of times in this industry and in other like entertainment industries, you're not rewarded for your hard work. And that's And so one thing I found with WoW, and especially with David and him being a man in the industry of all women, like it's only support and acknowledgement for our strength and being, getting to reap the rewards for your hard work. And so he knows that I am at the training center every day, and whether I was ready for it or not, he wanted to reward me with that title shot. So correct, it did not go as I'd hoped. But I don't feel like there's any shenanigans behind the scenes. What I feel is that there are seasons that we go through as individuals, kind of an ebb and a flow, where even just with like, I was on a winning streak and then something happened in my personal friendship with Princess Ozzy. And I allowed that to get in my head and I started to go on a downward slope. So I feel like it's never just this constant rise. Success isn't linear. Progress isn't linear. I feel like it's ups and downs, you know, just like life is. So I was on the rise. Part of that, me taking on the newbies, first of all, you have to respect them because they are also trained. They're also have their own athletic background. So it's not like I'm stepping in there with nobodies, you know?
Right.
I just, for me, I felt honored actually to debut them because WoW was my entire life. I believe in this company so much and I've worked so hard to get where I'm at. I just want to show them, this is what it's like to be at WoW. You got to earn your keep here. You got to earn your stripes and I will respect you while I do it, but I'm going to humble you in the ring. And so I think that's a great way for them to get in and see how it is so that they don't have a false sense of like, oh, I'm here. I'm a superhero. Like, I think I'm doing them a favor. Mm-hmm. I will humble you in the ring, but although they give me their best, and it is tough sometimes, Glitter's tough, Goldie Collins is tough, you know what I mean? It's not like it was an easy win.
Right.
But I think during that type of the season in my life, it was good for me to be able to welcome to WoW type of thing, you know? Here you are. This is what we're about. And then from there, you know, hopefully I've shown David that I can be anywhere, you know, whether I'm on the rise for a title shot or whether I'm over here, you know, in a different tournament or helping people debut or whatever we're doing at the time. I'm first and foremost, I'm a team player. Secondly, yes, I want my title shot. So, you know what? I'm here for it. Whenever I get it again, I'm going to take it seriously. And, you know, I've been training hard after my two losses. And I'm coming in with a whole new mindset and a whole new level of crushed confidence, confidence with a K, of course. Okay. And so you're going to see that. And so I do hope that I get another title shot soon because I do think I deserve it. But I will get in the ring anytime, any place with anybody. So that's just it. Point blank, period.
I like it. So last two questions. So this last episode, the Beast and Abilene Maverick had a match and the Beast was found with some, oh my gosh, I want to say nunchucks, but not nunchucks.
Brass knuckles.
How do you think, because I think we all can agree that the Beast doesn't need brass knuckles. So how do you think the brass knuckles appeared in her shorts?
Look, yes, I agree. The Beast does not need brass knuckles. I think we all know that the Beast has a different level of integrity than maybe people like Abilene Maverick. Mm-hmm. So all I will say, being in the locker room and being on the roster knowing both of them a little bit, is that I believe that the Beast would continue to uphold her integrity regardless of any situation, regardless of getting the belt back or never having the belt again. She'd never do that. That's all I know. Like, I can just attest to that with my whole entire being. And I think I'm pretty much the same as that, you know? So we'll do whatever it takes to win, with the exception of compromising our integrity and who we are as an athlete. And like you said, she doesn't need it.
Yeah. And
So.
so that kind of leads me to my next question. So say, I'm sure we're going to find out what exactly happened, but if you had a choice of a title match between either Abilene Maverick, who to me seems very like athletic ability is definitely there, but there's like a whole nother thing that you can't prepare for as far as, you know, what you'll take to win, or just going head to head with the Beast. If you could pick either one to have your title match with, who would it be?
So I think what you're trying to say about Abilene Maverick is she's cunning and slippery in a sense. and I definitely see that, and I definitely don't trust that. But she does, of course, have, like you said, athletic ability as well. But if I'm gonna go toe to toe for the title, I want to go against the ultimate athlete, because I am also an elite athlete. So I want to test myself against strength, like pure skill, pure strength. And if at the end of the day I lose to the Beast, well, then the better wrestler won. At the end of the day, if I lose to Abilene Maverick, I don't know how I'd feel, because I do feel like my athleticism, I do feel like I could, in a sense, gas her out and knock her out. So yeah, I mean, either way, they're both good wrestlers, but I would choose the Beast. I think she's the ultimate.
Okay. And then last question. What does it mean to you to be, it's a two-parter, but it could be answered in one. What does it mean to you to be a WOW superhero and a woman who wrestles?
To be a WOW superhero to me means to be an example of athleticism, strength, somebody who can overcome adversity and inspire others to do the same. So it's not just about, and then wrestling too, being a female wrestler, it's about seeing what you're made of, going against the toughest opponents. And I think that women are the toughest. I've sparred men in boxing, and to this day, I've never gone up against anybody that's tougher than a woman. I compete against women in boxing, and I feel like they're smarter, quicker, tougher, more resilient. So I feel like you have to embody all of those things to be a wrestler. And it's a lot of power to be on the WOW roster, because we can influence so many people. You know, we're the only all women's wrestling franchise on TV with a global footprint. So there's little girls all over the world that are going to see how I handle myself, how I throw down in the ring. And even if wrestling isn't for them, they can see some semblance of strength in me, maybe they can resonate with, that they'll carry into another area of life. Because at the end of the day, it's more than wrestling. You know, it's about more than wrestling. When we get in there, it's just a lot of life lessons that you learn, and, you know, empowering other people and seeing what you're made of at the same time. So it's bigger than that. It's about changing lives in a sense.
There it is. Well, thank you so much for joining. For the folks who are not following you, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, or X, at Candy Crush with K's, KANDIKRUSH underscore wow.
There it is. Thank you guys so much for joining. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. With that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Till next time, guys. Ciao for now.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.